Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE Factory Approved Warehouse Outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like. Put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And we do things a little differently today. It is What Are the Odds Wednesday. So when you call, let's put odds on everything, or text or tweet or whatever you do. We'll be happy to do odds on anything. So we just have a little fun with that. If you missed the first hour, all available on our great new website, podcastarena.com, full show podcast, where you miss some baseball talk, you miss a little UFC talk, you miss some robot sex drone talk,
which,
hey, always a good thing. All available on the website, and you can listen on TuneIn Radio on your smartphone. You can also listen on the ESPN Radio app or on the website, ESPN975.com. No matter how you're listening, thanks for tuning in, and if you're new, welcome. If you're still trying to adjust to the show, give it time. It'll grow on you, I promise. And if it doesn't, then that's okay.
Tracy says, both are sophomores. Fournette's schedule is harder, and if he still puts up numbers, it's not close. I don't know why it wouldn't be close. I think it is close. Fournette's schedule being harder, I think, could cost him if they end up losing more games. And she says, Johnny Football won it, and Aggie still lost too. Fournette could do that. Keep in mind, when Johnny Football won in 2012, he was, first of all, a quarterback. That's different than being a running back.
Secondly, Bob Griffin won with three losses.
Do you remember who the finalists were when Johnny Manziel won? Manti Te'o and Colin Klein. So,
and his girlfriend, Manti's girlfriend too.
Yeah. So that was that's an aberration.
And of course, that's LSU fan weighing in. Georgia fan weighs in on the Chubb way better.
I don't necessarily know that one's...
compare their freshman numbers. He had 1,500 yards when... but Gurley was out a lot last year, for one thing.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, look, I like them both. If you ask me who I'd rather have as my NFL running back, I'm going to take Fournette. But I like both those guys.
Yeah.
I mean, they're both really good, but to say one's way better than the other is...
I got to see him... I'd like to see him run... I know it sounds stupid. I'd like to see him run 40s. Like to see, you know, what
top
speeds are.
Because... The one thing about Fournette, the big guys like that, you either turn into Eddie Lacy or you wind up getting cut after a year.
Right.
And it's pretty much what happens. But
Ron Dane.
Yeah. I think he's better than that. But we'll see. Both those guys are great. But to say, oh, he's way better. No, you're just being Georgia fan. You're being just like LSU fan is about Fournette. You both should be excited about your guys. I think Chubb will get a lot more attention if they beat Alabama this week.
I do too.
I think that's where... Yeah, that's the one thing. LSU already has a big win. And he went off against Auburn. Now I don't know that Auburn's that good, but that's how you get national attention, is you do stuff like that. And if Chubb does that against Alabama, guess what? People will be talking about him as much too.
I just want to talk about this Notre Dame running back too. I think he's good. I just don't think he's going to be on that level just yet.
But yeah, the question that you posed was, should he sit out next year? And a lot of people have been asking, well, should he challenge the NFL draft rules? If you remember the last time that happened, two guys did it, Maurice Claret and Mike Williams.
They failed.
And at first, it got approved.
Hey, where's Maurice Claret play right now?
He's playing for the Mean Machine.
Where does Mike Williams play?
I have no idea.
Okay.
But
just checking.
Well, and this is why I would be really careful with this. They won the initial case. So they left school, but then they lost the appeal, and they couldn't go back to school because they'd already been declared, they'd already hired agents and everything else, so they sat out a year. Neither guy was ever anything what he was supposed to be. And I think Williams was on path to be a terrific wide receiver. Didn't work out. So I would be real careful about trying to do that if I'm Fournette.
But sitting out a year, I don't, and I know LSU fan doesn't want to hear this, I don't know that it's a bad idea. If you know, and if the NFL scouts say, dude, you're a top five pick, no matter what. Now, I think you can lose a little bit in that year off. You still got to work out like a fiend. But two words, Marcus Lattimore.
Yeah, but I mean, if you don't play, are you going to be able to, or are you going to be able to stay in the same kind of shape?
And that's a concern,
particularly concerning because of his build.
Yeah,
you know, that's a big boy.
Look like if he took a year off,
it could get ugly. And
yeah, he could turn into Ron Dane. But I do think it's something you have to think about, because boy, serious knee injury and you lose that potential, because you're going to have a pretty short NFL career. You better get paid. And the higher you can go, the better. I probably, if it were my kid, I would probably tell him to play, to stay in shape. If he got some minor injuries late in the season, I might not be quite as willing to get out there, unless my team's playing for a national championship, because if you're in that situation, to me, you go all out. But if you're talking about an 8-4 team that's going to the Chicken Bowl, I'd probably sit that one out at that point.
Right.
I don't want to get hurt.
Clayton, AJ continuing to hate on Manziel, yet he smashed all of Cam Newton's records. The guy was a freak in college. He had a freakish season. There's no doubt. But I don't know how I'm hating on him. All I did was mention who he was up against as a Heisman finalist. It's rare that a guy wins when his team loses as much as the Aggies did. That's a fact. And I would worry less about me hating on Manziel than you still jock riding a guy who's a backup quarterback for the Browns and has clearly shown that he sucks in the NFL. You may want to change your Twitter handle, Heisman2.
Odds one of you go to an Astros game this weekend. You paying for my flight?
Yeah. I will. Odds you're going, huh?
0.0. I like Arizona, don't get me wrong, but no, I'll be out at Luke's Ice House Saturday night from 6 to 8. Then we got a little fight card in town.
I'll be in the Toyota Center.
Yeah.
Saturday. I'm very busy that day.
But yeah, if you're willing to, I'll tell you what, 330, I'll make a deal with you. You got a private jet and you'll fly me out Sunday morning, I'll go. And fly me back afterwards. Yeah, I'll go to an Astros game. Let's see what else we got. Somebody said they finally just heard the pepper spray jong segment. What were the odds that wouldn't be your last episode? 0.0. I do think we mentioned that out.
Yeah.
Texter asked, what's the rationale again that the NFL uses for the time period removed from high school? The reason they do it is so that guys can physically develop for the NFL. And 99.9% of the time, it's the right thing.
It's difficult to put a 18-year-old kid out on the same field as J.J. Watt.
Right.
You'll
hear players talk about this all the time. The jump from college to the pros is so difficult. It is so much more physical, and you just need to physically grow up enough.
It's not the same as the NBA.
No, it's not.
Or hockey, you know, even hockey, which is a physical game, you can get out there at 18 years old and compete with the best in the world if you're a special player. In the NBA, you can do it. It's been proven. The NFL is just so physical, and the game speed changes so much from high school to college and then college to the NFL again. It's just your most 18-year-old bodies aren't ready to do what those guys do on Sundays.
And this only comes up when you get these guys that are physically transcendent, like Fournette is.
Yes, but, and like Adrian Peterson was.
Yeah, but how many of those are we talking about?
It's very rare. Yeah. I mean, Adrian Peterson was what, 2004? He was a freshman. I mean, that's it.
Jadeveon Clowney, I think, was a name that people discussed was probably ready. Now, we don't know if that'll ever be the case because of the health issues and everything else. But to me, I think it's a good rule. And when there's that few of names out there that you can start pulling out and saying, oh, this guy'd be ready, then it probably makes sense that they do it.
Dallas says, what are the odds the Aggs compete for a title in the next 3 years?
I have a 10% chance of that happening.
I got to go about that.
I think
they need to worry about winning the SEC first, and they still don't seem much closer to that to me. And this is probably a bad time to ask after that last game I just saw them play.
But I'm kind of writing that one off. I don't think they're quite there, but if they keep recruiting the way they're recruiting – sooner or later they're gonna put together a run and be in the hunt for the SEC. I do think that there's a chance that happens in the next 3 years. And if you're in the hunt to win the SEC, you're definitely in the hunt to be one of the four playoff teams. But I still need to see it out of them. It still has to happen. And I see potential, but you know they also lose some games they shouldn't. And you know, someone's always kind of done that. There've always been a game where they dropped they shouldn't lose. So I give it a 10% chance. I think that's fair. I'd love to see it because I like Kevin Sumlin. I'd love to see them have that kind of success. But I'll up those odds if Nick Saban leaves at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Because I think that will open things up a little bit. You're still going to have to deal with LSU. And by the way, Hugh Freeze is doing such a great job at Mississippi. There's a reason it's tough, but you know if they can get into that mix, and who knows, maybe this is a year. I still think they're probably a year away, but we'll see. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. We are back on the Blitz. Happy Wednesday. Happy What Are the Odds Wednesday. All right. We've been awful sportsy here for most of this, except for a little sex robot drone talk. And we've got an interview coming up in the next segment, so that's going to be sportsy. I had this for Gym of the Day, but then somebody sent me a better one that on Twitter. We'll do that for Gym of the Day. But this might be my favorite show because I always find things humorous when reporters have things happen to them while they're on air.
Okay,
not the one who got shot. That was too much. But that's why I always want one of these weather guys who are standing in water to get swept away, or bitten by an alligator or something. Well, apparently, Fox Sports analyst David Medrano Mora, I don't know if you're familiar with him, he was going to discuss Chivas' 2-1 win over Club America. It was outside of the Guadalajara airport. And I should have checked with Jong to see if we have the audio of this. What would you not expect to happen if you're on camera and talking about a game? You got it, Jong?
Now, you need to set this up, but I guess you set it up, but do you want to explain it or do you want to play it?
Let me tell him and then play it, because apparently he was he's doing his report. Somebody backs a car into him.
No.
So it obviously had to return to the host, and I guess this is in Spanish, right, or is it in English? So it'll be in Spanish, but that's what happened. Guy stands up. He's got his Fox microphone. He's staring at the camera, and then boom, hit by a car.
You can, after he gets hit, the driver gets out, and you can hear in the background what he says to him.
Porque Vergara nos decía en Fox Sports Radio que no tomaba decisiones a nivel fútbol, pero qué sucede, cuidado, David.
He goes, excuse me. If you didn't catch that,
yeah.
Porque Vergara nos decía en Fox Sports Radio que no tomaba decisiones a nivel fútbol.
Excuse me.
So he's like somebody's trying to get this guy out of the way.
No, the guy just backed up in his car and didn't see him. Plowed right into him.
So it's one of those split screen live shots.
Here's the video right there. But I'll tweet out the link to it so you guys can see it. But it's just awesome. And I know I'm a terrible person, AJ, because there's that video on YouTube is why you don't juggle bowling balls. I laugh every time I see that little kid getting crushed by a bowling ball. Stuff like this I just love. Now the guy didn't get hurt, so it's all fine. But just imagine you're trying to do a live shot and talk about Chivas, and next thing you know, thunk.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was going to be your Zadok George Gym of the Day, but I've got a better one, thanks to one of our fine tweeters. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776.
Dude, I got to pull this thing up. Did you see the tweet that this guy, I'm not familiar with this, I guess he's a radio personality, but this guy from LA, the Dodgers, if you didn't notice, they clinched their division last night. and they had a celebration going on. And Tom Lakis, are we familiar with him?
Of the Los Angeles Lakises?
I think he is of the Los Angeles media.
I don't know him.
He's got a Wikipedia page. I think he's like I don't know if he's an online radio show now, or what he's doing. Where his show is at, but it's the Tom Lakis show, which I guess is a big noise. He tweeted, and I guess he's one of these kind of outlaw guys. I know he says it works for CBS. No. Yeah, New Normal Network. I don't know what that is. He must be like on internet radio or something now. Probably because no one's really willing to hire this guy in real life at this point. He tweeted at Alana Rizzo, who is the hot reporter chick that every Major League Baseball team has following him around.
Yeah, everybody's got one.
He said, enjoying watching Alana Rizzo getting doused on post-game Dodgers celebration. She's hating it. Those brown nips ought to be showing soon.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Cool.
They were really giving it to her, though. If you've seen the post-game celebrations, they're like they're intentionally pouring beer. And I don't know who it was, but they took like this white substance and said,
that was cocaine.
They said, close your mouth.
Down her nose?
No, they said, close your mouth. And he just like, they kind of, antiqued her in their face. She was wearing goggles, but it was really bad.
Alana tweeted back, you're disgusting and blocked, pig. So that's a,
I don't know. I didn't see the celebration if they were.
Well, I'm reading this now. During live broadcast, the Tom Lakis show is the top internet radio talk show in the world, as well as the number two internet radio station in the world, according to Shoutcast.
I don't know much about Shoutcast and internet radio, so. I mean, that could be 50 people, though, right?
Yeah.
It could be 5 million, could be 50 people. So.
Yeah, guy was a successful radio guy, but yeah, is not on an actual terrestrial radio station anymore. Some of the things it says about him on his Wikipedia page: Lakis is single and has no children. He's an atheist. He's been married and divorced 4 times.
Oh, damn it! I hate it when somebody's got me beat.
Yep, his second marriage was to television reporter Christina Gonzalez. Lakis alleged that he discovered that she was cheating on him after he investigated some hotel receipts he found. Apparently, he talks about it a lot. Another marriage, which lasted 1 year, was with a woman in Seattle who was a listener of his show. His fourth wife alleged that he assaulted and threatened to kill her during a fight after they returned home from a radio station Christmas party. He's subsequently charged with felony assault and battery and threatening to commit a crime. Sentenced to 1 year probation on that. And in August of 2004, he was attacked outside a Seattle bar. In the assault, he was kicked in the face and knocked down to the ground, causing him to require 17 stitches over one eye and leaving him with scratches and bruises on the knees.
Interesting.
Yeah. So this was apparently because Lakis called him a name and hung up on him when he called the show.
We call a lot of people names and hang up on them.
So
I'm sure we've talked about nips before, too.
I'm sure we have, but we rarely throw that out there.
Yeah, probably not. I don't think we'd be quite as descriptive.
We rarely throw that out on Twitter. Typically, that's when the mics are off. We may say something like that.
Yeah, sometimes. But interesting. There is a line, I guess.
Yeah. That's especially with other media in your city.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone got all worked up when I tweeted out the corn dog picture, for crying out loud.
Yeah, I guess so. Is that better or worse?
I would say that's better.
Probably. I probably think so. All right. Guess what we have when we come back?
Alexander Gustafson.
Indeed. Then we'll have Gem of the Day after that, so plenty more to go. Just a very quick break. Had to mix it up a little bit, just because we're going to be very sportsy here for the next few minutes. It is a What Are the Odds Wednesday. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
5. Design the glasses. Yeah, I'm talking fancy plates and diamond glasses. The ushers keeps him in the collection baskets, and they trying to dine us with some damn wine and crackers. Who's more important than your Lord and Savior? Won't let the pearly gates up in, it's probably due to all your poor behavior. My mentor got a couple tips to save ya. Just be sure to count it as my only favor. Thank me later. Every night I stay to say the prayer. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is Alexander Gustafsson from the UFC. You're listening to The Blitz with Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman, only on ESPN 97.5.
Joining us now on the program is the man who will fight for the UFC light heavyweight title this Saturday at the Toyota Center, UFC 192. Alex Gustafsson joins the program. How you doing, Alex?
Good, thank you.
First of all, how has the training camp been? How's the weight cut been? How do you feel going into this fight?
I'm feeling great. Feeling great. I'm ready for Saturday. The camp has been better than ever, and I'm still going on with my weight cut, so it's not done yet. I'm weighing in on Friday, so I can't wait to be on that stage. So, feeling good.
What have you done specific with your training to prepare for Daniel Cormier? How much wrestling have you done? Have you focused on that more than you have in your typical fight camp?
I've been working hard on everything, you know. I've been working hard in every aspect of the game, particularly wrestling. You know, I've been working on my speed and my takedown defense and basically everything. So I'm ready for whatever comes on Saturday.
Is it difficult to find training partners who can emulate Daniel Cormier, and I'm sure it's the same for him, but is it difficult to find a guy who can represent what you expect to see from Daniel on Saturday?
Yeah, I had my camp home in Stockholm, and so we've been bringing in a lot of guys similar to DC. So I don't know. I don't focus that much what he's been doing, and as his camp has been, it doesn't matter to me. I'm prepared for the best DC out there, and you know, I'm just making sure that I'm ready, and I turn every stone I can in this camp, and I have. So,
does the preparation, the nerves, does everything about this fight on Saturday feel the same as it did when you first fought for the title against John Jones?
No, you know, my nerves are okay. You know, I got everything in control. You know, I'm enjoying it much more now, and, you know, I was much more nervous about the first title fight because I didn't know what to expect. So I know I've been here before. I know all the feelings, thoughts. I know the surroundings. I know what's expecting, you know, and feeling great. And I'm just enjoying every second being here, and can't wait for Saturday and have some fun.
When you watch your fight against John Jones and you watch Daniel's fight against John Jones, you guys had very different results, and obviously styles make fights, but do you feel like you saw anything in Cormier's fight with John that you think you can exploit?
Well, every fight is a different fight. Me and John are two totally different fighters. So it's hard to take something from a fight to make it into my own game, so you know, it's hard. I see that fight a couple of times, and I saw a few things, but that I will have in my mind. But it's nothing that I'm going to go out there and look for. You know, if I recognize situation, I have that in my mind, but it's nothing that I'm not going to base my whole game plan just because of that fight. You know.
How much has your life changed since that fight with John Jones? I mean, is it the same for you, or do you find yourself having become a big star on that fight? Has it changed your everyday life?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. My career just went from one thing to a whole other thing. You know, it just went crazy, and in a good way. You know, for me. You know, I still love that fight. So it was a tough call, but it was a tough time. But at the same time, I learned a lot from that fight, and I see myself as a much better fighter today, more complete, you know, so.
And how do you think it will change if you win this fight, you know, become the next champion? Are you ready for everything that will come along with that?
Oh, I am. I am. This is what I've been working so hard for. So I'm just going to make sure to take that, bring that home to Sweden, and whatever comes after that, I'll be ready. You know, I'm just so excited for Saturday. You know, that's for me, that's the reward. You know, I've been training so hard for the whole summer. And you know, coming up from that loss too, and stuff. So I'm just feeling very excited, motivated, and I can't wait to get into that cage with DC and take what's mine. You know.
Obviously, you and Conor McGregor are the faces of MMA in Europe. They're doing the Ultimate Fighter right now with a bunch of European fighters, including a bunch of Swedish guys. Do you think that, you know, that is the next frontier? Do you really think we're about to see a ton of great fighters coming in from Europe?
Yeah, it has actually. It's been crazy the last couple of years. I still believe it's just a start point. It's gonna even grow even further and get bigger in a country, and it's gyms everywhere. Everybody talks about it. Everybody, you know, trains it. And, you know, some of the kids coming out to the gym know more than what I know about techniques, you know. So it's getting huge.
Alex, appreciate the time as always. Always great to visit with you. Best of luck on Saturday. UFC 192 at Toyota Center. If you can't be out there for the fights, you could still order it on pay-per-view. That's UFC 192. Appreciate the time, Alex.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. I'm looking forward to this.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
I'm looking forward to that card in December, too. This is got a good stretch of stuff coming up here. Matt on Facebook says, my band Seldom is playing with Buck Cherry tonight at Scout Bar. Come on out, Blitzers. Thanks for the local support. That sounds like a good show. I wish it was closer to me. I'm turning into a wuss when it comes to leaving downtown. I just won't do it. There's no point. I mean, there's so many cool things to do. I'm turning into one of those people. I'm enjoying it when reporters get hurt by cars, and I don't want to leave downtown. What's wrong with me?
You getting younger?
No, I'm never going to.
Because I think the typical thing is you get older and older, and you move further and further away from the city.
Yeah, well, I never want to be. Yeah, I know I'm old. I get it. I'm never going to act old. All my friends are younger than me. All my friends my age think I'm immature. But I want a drone. Is that immature?
Yeah.
I still play video games like a fiend. Is that immature?
Yeah.
Still love music. I don't know, man. I have no interest in ever being old. I'll get old, and I'll be ancient, but I'm still gonna act like I'm 30 years old, like I always have, or even 25. If that makes me immature, so be it. I like having fun.
So be it then.
Screw it. Like having fun, man. 713-780-ESPN. Texter asks, Fred, did I see you chugging around Memorial Park about 1 o'clock today? Yeah, you probably did. That was me. Great scenery at Memorial Park. I enjoy running there. That's a nice little track, and there's just beautiful things to look at almost all the time. Trees.
Grass. Flowers.
The golf course. Although I do those cars, that one part where you're running alongside the road when cars are flying by you at 60 miles an hour.
You're worried about that?
That's a little unnerving.
You might be like that guy in the commercial, but way bloodier.
Yeah.
Or in the
newscast. Yeah, because he only got hit at like 3 miles an hour, right. So he was fine. If I get hit at 50, there might not be much left of me. That would end the old age thing in a hurry. 713-780-ESPN. So I don't know if this is a real story or not, but I have to tell you, the gym of the day might be one of my favorites. And okay. James sent it to me on Twitter. It looks like it's legitimate.
I saw this a couple days ago. I sent it to my wife. Even she laughed at it.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
It's hilarious. And he's got a follow-up to it.
Oh, okay. I'm interested in that.
That's even better. But we'll be doing that when we come back. It is going to be one of the better gym of the days that we've had in recent memory. And then at 6 o'clock, if it's okay with you, can we get into this? Apparently, it's become a big issue with these daily fantasy leagues that
people comparing them to poker and gambling and why one's legal and one's not. And I read a story today that kind of pissed me off. And Scott Van Pelt actually came out against them on SportsCenter, which was very
strange.
Against
Daily Fantasy League?
Yeah, yeah, that it's gambling, which and I think...
I have that piece. I don't think he was against it. He was saying why... We'll play it in the 6 o'clock hour.
I don't have a problem with it. I just don't understand why it's allowed and sports betting's not.
Yeah, that's what he was... That was the point he was
and,
making.
Okay, well, and then and that's a fair point because I see them both, and I see poker the same way. And this is the thing that kind of got me was this article, the way it referred to poker, that why it's totally a game of luck, which I think is total bull bleep.
Okay.
But I want to get to that. I want to spend a little time on that at 6 o'clock, if that's okay with you guys.
Sounds good.
All right.
All right, guys, law enforcement stepping up their efforts. No refusal weekends. They can force you to take a blood test. So you get pulled over after having a beer and they accuse you of DUI. You basically, there's nothing you can do about it, even if you're not drunk. If your weekends suck because of a DWI arrest, don't despair. There's still hope, even if you failed the breath or blood test the police gave you. A lot of things about those tests you should know. Excuse me. You should know about. Got the hiccup. Police breath test machines are not warranted fit for breath testing. They make temperature assumptions and create artificially high results and destroy the evidence that it checked, making rechecking and proving your innocence impossible. Same with the blood test. It's not even testing your actual blood. It's testing the air above your blood. It's a very indirect and circumstantial test for alcohol. Failing these tests, it's not the end of the world. Juries are smart. They're going to notice the problems with the breath test machines and the blood testing. Well, all you need is the right attorney to point out the flaws in the science, in the police science to them. That's where attorney Gary Trichter comes in. He is a DWI specialist here in Houston. He's experienced in telling the truth about these tests. He's one of only 4 board-certified DWI specialists in the state. So if you failed the breath or blood test, DWI, DUI, or boating while intoxicated, call attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number in your cell phone now at 713-524-1010 or visit TexasDWILaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for Gary Trichter.
ESPN 97.5.
They can't stop me from rapping, can they? Can they hop?
Alabama, Georgia College Football, 3 p.m. Saturday on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz. Yeah, how about that? Alabama and Georgia right here on the station.
Good game.
It's one you want to listen to, not watch.
Yeah, thank you for Texas for moving that game up to 11 a.m.
Hey, join us for lunch Friday. We're at Wingstop in the Heights on Yale from 12:30 until 1:30. Pick up some wings, plus try your luck to win tickets to see the next U of H, Rice, or Texas game, station gear, or Wingstop gift cards. Wingstop is the preferred wings of ESPN.
I love wings.
97.5. That's what I'm going to have tonight. We're a friend of ours is doing a little DJ thing downtown, so going to go check that out. MagDaddy says, thanks for talking about C25K. I actually tried it and was surprised I could complete the first day. Good job, man. That's a good little app. That's what got me started on all this. And I was not in great shape at all when I started it, and it really helped me get to where I can do that. And Jay Carlos says, right on about not wanting to act old. Thank you, man. Yeah, I'm much too old to feel this damn young.
I'm the exact opposite.
Yeah.
I don't like to deal with the stuff that you crazy kids do.
I know that the older I get, I just want to have more fun because I know that it's not gonna last forever. All right, time for the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, I'm just going to read the headline first, and it gets better from there. Report. Man uses raccoon to start breathalyzer-equipped car. Raccoon then attacks driver.
It's a real story, too.
It is. But apparently, here's the incident report. And this is the best part. He's actually the guy's in the Navy that did this.
Okay.
So insert drunken sailor joke here.
Yeah.
But here's the incident report. Male Navy enlisted first class petty officer exited a bar intoxicated in an attempt to drive a POV equipped with a breathalyzer interlock system. Suspect was too intoxicated to successfully start the vehicle. So he went into the park where he captured a raccoon rummaging in a trash receptacle. Individual utilized the raccoon to blow into the interlock system successfully, But the raccoon became unconscious from being squeezed and was discarded on the floorboard of the vehicle. There's your first mistake. Until a short time later, when the raccoon regained consciousness and began to attack the suspect while driving, causing the vehicle to crash into a residential fence.
I would think the raccoon would attack, like, when you first pick it up to try to use the breathalyzer thing on it.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. But apparently he was, because he was squeezing him to make him breathe on it.
Right.
So that, why he didn't attack then. Vehicle came to a complete stop in an in-ground swimming pool. The suspect sustained numerous scratches and bite marks to the hands, face, stomach, and arms. There is so much wrong with this. Well, first of all, can you just not see a guy being drunk saying, oh, I can't start the car. Let's go get an animal and squeeze him. I can see that happening. How that raccoon didn't tear him apart when he pulled him out of the trash can, unless he was just shocked. He's like, oh, maybe he wants to be my friend. But why do you leave him in the car? At that point, you've won, right? You've got,
I would think so, yeah.
You've got the...
Throw it out the window.
Yeah, get rid of that thing. He's done his part.
Because, like, even then, best case scenario, the raccoon is dead. And then you're driving around with a dead animal.
Yeah.
Which is gross.
Loon says it's fake. And sends a link. Oh, well.
Oh, well, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't either. It's too awesome. But, because the original story was on, like, a news website from Detroit. So, I love it. I don't care if it's fake.
I'm with you.
Sometimes fakes are the best one. But that's too good to be true. But it is a great incident report.
Is it me or journalists become lazy nowadays? That Facebook story that over the weekend where the $5.99 thing and I don't know.
Yeah, that was one of the gym of the days that I haven't gotten to this week is quit falling for these Facebook scams.
I mean, reputable news sites and TV stations are reporting this kind of stuff.
Well, yeah, well, we just reported it.
Well, I mean, I said reputable.
Reputable.
No, but we also did say, I don't know if it's true or not. Hard to believe. But it is funny. So I'm going to take it. It's a gym of the day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Paddock Jeweler gym of the day.
I have a bunch of good stuff that I haven't gotten to, but the one that talking about Facebook, which I'm not on Facebook very much. I get on there and
I'm not on there because people are stupid on there.
Well,
people are stupid on Twitter though too. It's just easier to get rid of them.
Yeah, that mute thing on Twitter is the best thing ever. There's a bunch of guys that are probably tweeting me about how much they hate me, and I'm never seeing it, so I don't care. That's why, because yesterday we were talking about trolls, and one of the guys I muted was saying, oh, Fred Power whines more about trolls than any. It's like he's whining about me whining about trolls. And frankly, it's not really whining. I enjoy the trolls. It gives us something funny to talk about most of the time. And I like playing off them. And you know what? Sometimes that makes people happy, that they can, you know, they get away with trolling you. It makes them feel good. That's all the show's about, right?
That's it.
Entertainment?
Yeah.
And if that entertains you, if you're one of those people that's
what
it
is. I'm still letting, I still got that one tweet that the guy sent me after the 49ers won their first game.
Yeah.
Where he basically clowned me for saying the 49ers were going to be the worst team. I'm still holding on to it till they're about 1-5, and then I'm going to throw that one back at him.
Yeah, and that's kind of trolling. It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, but at some point, he felt the need to come on and talk smack to me.
Yeah.
And then he'll, in turn, call me a troll because I'm bringing up one of his old tweets, even though he's the one ruining my Monday night by talking smack to me because I said his crappy team was crappy.
Actually, during the show, I don't mind trolling at all. People who troll me in my own time, that's just insta-block.
Yeah.
If,
I have no time for that nonsense.
Yeah. Now, if I'm on tweeting about a game or something,
fine. A good debate, though. I do enjoy
that. No, I do, too. And if there's a game on and I'm tweeting something and people come back, that's cool. But if I'm out on the weekend and just trying to enjoy myself and then just out of nowhere you're saying something ridiculous to me, yeah, you're getting blocked.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to have fun, man. I'm trying to enjoy life, not be old. Well done, Jong. Well done.
What does this have to do with anything?
Because I said I'm much too
young to feel or old to feel this damn young.
Oh, okay. Who's the singer of this song?
That's Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks.
There's a very cool version that Me First and the Gimme Gimmes does, too.
Ah, oh, you with that stupid band.
Oh, they're great, man.
No, they're not.
They are friggin' great. I love stuff like that. I love it when people just come up with incredibly weird stuff and do it, and it works. So, anyway, we're going to take a very quick break. When we come back, we're going to get into this whole what is gambling and what isn't thing. It's a Blitz on ESPN 975.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 975.